The College of Western Idaho will be back before voters in November. This time, they're asking voters to approve a levy to raise property taxes for a $49 million health science building. Governor Otter and the state legislature appropriated $10 million from the permanent building fund for CWI's health science building. CWI has to raise the remaining $39 million by the end of June, or that $10 million will go away. Joining me today to talk more about the levy, the need for the building, and what it will mean for the Treasure Valley is Mark Browning. He is the Vice President of Communications and Government Relations for the College of Western Idaho. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Why did the governor and the legislature give the $10 million to the college to begin with?
It's a workforce issue. We hear about this skills gap all the time, that we do not have enough skilled labor to meet the existing positions, and we certainly don't have the capacity to meet them going forward. So the legislature really, as an economic development and advancement initiative, set aside the $10 million. That's really where we're at. So if you look at nursing, for example, and all the different levels of nursing, from a CNA to an LPN to an RN primarily, we have a need for 500 new RNs every year. So if you look at that, there's 1,100 RNs that come out of all the Idaho colleges and universities. So not just us, but all the schools in Idaho.
Every year, public
and private, that we all graduate approximately 1,100 RNs. Well, there's 500 more needed right now. So we're 1,600.
On top of the 1,100.
On top of that. So next year, that's going to be, well, I was told there'd be no math, but let's see, that's what, you know.
It's just a lot more.
Yeah, 2,100, you know, 2,600,
right,
and on and on and on. Well, if we're at capacity for what we can produce, given our existing facilities and systems, we're going further and further behind every year. Additionally, you know, we all hear and read, you know, Forbes lists this and that. We're the fastest growing state in the union, but all of our friends of us, those of us in the 55 and older category, and especially 65 and older, that demographic is growing at six times the rate that the rest of the demographic. So we're getting older as a population here in Idaho, and we know that. What do older people need besides bigger cars, right? Because everybody needs to stay away from us while we're driving, right?
You need health care.
And we need earlier dinner times, but we need health care. Right? We're falling apart. That's what happens to us. So nursing especially is a huge need for us, and we're not meeting it, and we won't going forward. So it's an economic development issue.
And so because of that, the idea is to build this new facility.
Absolutely.
Is there a way to do this, though, without having to build a $49 million building?
No. I mean, yes and no question. The answer is no. So we have an existing building that we're using in the Canyon County Center, but we're limited in terms of capacity of how many people we can put through there and meet the requirements for those people to pass the exams. So we have a 96% pass rate on the nursing exam. I don't know about you. I went in this morning, had my blood drawn for my quarterly A1C diabetic checkup, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as the nurse is putting in the needle into my arm, I don't want that person to have learned that skill on YouTube.
I would agree with that.
That's a person-to-person educational need that needs to happen. We're limited by a physical capacity with the amount of people that we can put through that facility. We digitize as much as we can in terms of online instruction, but there is a physical capacity issue that you have to have, especially in healthcare professions and clinicals that go with it. You know, we have brand new hospitals in Canyon County, for example. Both St. Niles and Luke's have built brand new, big, full-service hospitals within eyesight of our campus. We need people to staff those.
I'm speaking with Mark Browning. He is the Vice President of Communication and Government Relations for the College of Western Idaho. We're talking about a levy that CWI will be bringing in front of voters come November. So let's talk about the levy itself, Mark,
okay,
because you need 55% of voters to vote yes,
this
correct?
This is a plant facility levy, which under the Idaho statutes, educational taxing districts, which would be us and public school districts, can utilize the plant facility levy to build exactly that, a capital plant facilities, a physical space, which is what we need. One of the things that we learned from people throughout Ada and Canyon County after November of 16, when we went out for a general obligation bond, was they said, look, what's your number one priority? What's the one thing you really need to do right now? Without question, it's healthcare. We need to supply more people into the healthcare professions because we're not meeting the employer demand. We're limited by facility. The next thing they said is figure out what that is and then tell us what's the least amount of money it will take to meet that, and how long, what's the least amount of time that you can take to borrow that money. They didn't want another 30-year bond. Mm-hmm. They said, we have enough of those with school districts, and we understand why they have to do that. But with a community college, we want the least amount of money for the least amount of time. And that's where we settled in on a plant facility levy.
So then tell me about how this would work if voters vote yes, because they would be voting saying, yes, raise our property taxes.
$8.42 per 100,000 taxable. So we know in the state of Idaho, you have your home and, you know, your average home is valued now at roughly $250,000. The first 100,000 value of that comes right off the top. So you're only taxed on 150,000 of that. So that $8.42 will raise your yearly bill about $12.
And how, and is this indefinite then, or is there a time limit?
At 10 years, that expires.
So it's 10 years.
And then it's done.
So if you do not raise this money by June, which is 8 months away,
we lose that $10 million commitment from the legislature. So people have said, well, why don't you go out and just do a capital campaign and raise the money through private business and people, you know, you sell brick by brick, right, mm-hmm. for the building. We don't have that kind of time because of that June 30th cutoff. So a capital campaign would take somewhere between 3 to 5 years to raise that kind of money. We don't have that kind of time because we'll lose it at June 30th.
And the not to interrupt, but then if you also, when you say then if we're down 500 RNs every year, if it takes you 3 to 5 years, you're looking at a deficit
15 to 2,500 that we're
correct.
Down and the facility's already out of date. So we're even further behind at that point. And mm-hmm. construction costs will have gone up inflationary for those 3 to 5 years that we're waiting.
So the value is that this would, you know, increase the healthcare needs for Idahoans. It would educate more people. A lot of people, though, don't like the idea of their property taxes getting raised.
I don't think any of us want to pay more, but I would, what I say to our friends is look at it as an investment. You and I are each getting older. Now, not you. You look great, right? She looks great.
Thank
right?
you.
But if, most of us are getting older.
I just feel old on the inside.
Kids will do that to
I know,
you, Jenna.
Right?
They do. But this is an investment in our quality of life. So as all the new folks that are moving in here, but and those of us who have been here for many, many years, we know that healthcare is the one thing that we're going to need. That and eventually funeral services, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the things that we're all going to have to be a consumer of in the future. This is something that giving us access to healthcare and quality healthcare professions not only helps us as a consumer, but it provides more jobs for the people here to stay here. They're not going out of state to the Denvers, the Portlands, you know, and the Salt Lakes and the other areas around. They stay here. So families stay more intact, and we build our own human infrastructure here in the state.
So the building would be on your Nampa campus,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, we have 100-plus acres there right off Idaho Center Boulevard. We own the property. So this is something that, you know, the day after the election, we can get started with permitting and all the things. We're estimating somewhere between 5 to 6 months to get all the permits in place mm-hmm. where we can turn ground. People have said, you know, how soon will you turn ground? As soon as we can.
So tell me the scope of the project and what the building itself.
It's a four-story building, 105,000 square feet. Right now, currently, we're not planning to program the fourth floor. We're going to leave it empty. And here's why. People say, well, you won't have enough money. Well, the issue is we don't know what we need to put in there yet. The industry, healthcare industry, is changing mm-hmm. so quickly in terms of what they need in terms of positions and careers within that field. By the time that building's built, whether it's late 21 or early 22 when it opens, the needs for the industry will be different than they are right now in 18. So we want to leave some flexible space so that we can program that at the time when we know we need to be able to come back and position for the future for the employer's share.
Have you been in conversations with our local hospitals?
Every day.
And what do they say about this type of building?
They love it. And what they want is, and what we're working with them is, a lot of input in terms of training in the way to where they're work ready when they come out the door.
So they can have a job at one of our local hospitals.
And they can say, you know what, I've been trained in the St. Luke's way, the St. Owl's way, the West Valley way, whatever it might be, the primary health way, so that those people, when they come out in those positions, at whatever it might be, a surgical tech, a medical assist, an RN, an LPN, that they're ready to go to work. And so they work very closely with us now on curriculum within our programming, but also they're going to work very closely with us in process so that they understand, you know, when you go into your doctor, and this is the St. Owl's way to do it, this is the St. Luke's way, and how those can work together so that they're employable right here.
And how many people in this field do you graduate on average every year?
We're less than 100 in terms of nursing, around 80 right now in nursing. This building would increase our capacity 2,500. So over 10 years, 250 a year. So we're still not going to meet the need, but we're going to come closer.
So even with a building like this,
we won't meet it.
But
we're going to come closer.
And that's ultimately what matters, because if you're looking...
We can't do it all, just us. Now, you know, we try, but, you know, as much as we aspire to that, we can't make up the gap just ourselves.
So, again, very quickly, it'll be on the ballot, November, a levy for basically asking people to tax themselves.
Right.
For this money so you can build this building.
Here's a not-so-fun fact from our friends over at the Ada County Elections Office. We're on page 3 of the ballot. Did you know that 40% of the people who cast ballots in 2016 never filled out the third page? They get what they call voter fatigue. They've circled in too many circles. By the time they get through page 1 and page 2, they don't get to page 3.
I've always thought I had to fill out the whole thing or it wouldn't count.
That was kind of my impression, too.
That's kind of what I thought.
Now, I'm going to blame my 7th grade civics teacher for that, and I will thank him as well in Gaelic. So, Stevensville Junior High School, Stevensville, Montana. Thank you, Mr. Gaelic.
And I want to thank you, Mark, for coming in
my
today
pleasure.
And
it's
talking
good to see
about
you.
This.
Thank
good to
you.
See you, too. My guest today, Mark Browning, Vice President of Communication and Government Relations for the College of Western Idaho.